Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, after finishing fifth and missing state a year ago, Dustin Carver's now five-time sectional champs want to clamp onto one of those coveted top three spots later today down at Champions Point in Henryville. Tough course, tough field as usual, and while talented Drew Todd playing one should vie for medalist honors, Big Key looms with how well things come together for two and three, Seth Kostranek and Thomas Tierney. Show and tell time.
They got a chance. Put up a good score and see what other teams can do against them. He's obviously been there and done it for the last couple years, and you know he was in the lineup last year. Really, the only one that has played in the regional, so it'll be familiar with him. But Seth is, he's steady Eddie right there at number two, and Thomas, his game's kind of up and down, but here of late he's kind of steadied it out, shooting in the 70s and the high 70s, and so. I'm not too worried about Seth and Thomas, and I look forward, and I think that they can shoot a decent score. It's a great course to score on, and they both like the course.
That is Bloomington South boys golf coach Dustin Carver. One lineup change. Sophomore-to-be Ethan Kopp will move in as number five behind James Bamba for the purple and white Southsiders. Brian Muehlhouse makes no changes. Hopeful that number one player Jace Day comes back into focus after struggling this week in the sectional. The Cougars play off the backside. They're grouped with Franklin, Greensburg, and Heritage Hills. Logan Vernon was T7 and Darren Woodley T10 in the sectional. Evan Todd and Charlie Bless will round out the squad. Jackson Wendell will try to qualify for state. He's playing as an individual for EHS. Top five individuals move on to the state at Prairie View next week. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, first impressions, impressive. You can tell the young man has been there, done that with his collegiate football experience. Very well spoken, as he met earlier this week with our media bunch in the IU football team room, and we're talking about Brandon Dawkins. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and learning Mike DeBoard's offensive playbook will come in bits and pieces as Brandon, the transfer in from Arizona, vying for that starting quarterback spot this fall, was telling us.
Kind of the biggest contrast is, just some of the reads and stuff that we have on offense. Having a pure progression offense, that's not what we did at Arizona. It was a lot more run pass, and obviously we're going to try and incorporate that because that's kind of plays to my skill set, the ability to run and pass and being dual threat, and kind of it is what the position is, being able to attack the defense from all different angles and including myself, which takes some strain off the running backs. So just having that pure progression reads, makes it a lot smoother, and makes the passing attack, I believe, a lot more stronger. And it's kind of more of an NFL style based type offense. Pure progression is kind of what they do in the professional league. So, having, your first progression, checking it down to your second, third, and then, check down to your running back. So having that kind of offense to, utilize my pass game more in this offense, I kind of look forward to. Just getting in there with Coach Sheridan and, kind of watching some film, breaking down some stuff, trying to learn this offense as quick as I can. And I'm not trying to overload myself, obviously, kind of just learning it bit by bit, but I'm trying to get it all nailed down. But watching some of the film, some of the guys we've had and some of the guys we still have, I'm excited for the talent we have in this program.
Well, as you heard for a first time here on the airwaves, his voice, Brandon Dawkins, won't be the last time. And as you just heard, he's got a plan. Very well spoken, very mature, you could tell that, and ready now to become a full-fledged Hoosier as the months grow into the fall and the start of an Indiana 2018 season. Brandon Dawkins. I'm Joe Smith.